For the next few days, local and national emergency responders will test how well they can react to a magnitude 9.0 earthquake. When that big quake hits the Puget Sound region, one of the best technologies to rely on for communication might not be cell phones or computers. It could, in fact, be radio. Well, amateur radio, to be exact. The city of Seattle has something like 3,000 people with amateur or ham radio licenses. And a few dedicated ham radio enthusiasts who volunteer for the city practice communicating every week. KUOW's Jamala Henderson went downtown to Seattle's Emergency Operations Center to check it out.
Very nice.
We have another net on this frequency right after ours, so we need to be off by 7:30.
Pardon? It's 7 o'clock on a Monday night. Time for volunteer members of Seattle's Auxiliary Communications Services to check in.
Good evening. This is Kathy, and my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 7, Tango Tango Mike.
Kathy Schumann has been an amateur radio hobbyist for about 4 years. Tonight she's on the Emergency Operations Center's radio frequency, leading the communications check-in.
We follow a script, and we invite our members to check in small groups.
This is Kilo India 7, Bravo Delta Golf.
This is how Seattle Auxiliary Services members keep their radio communication skills sharp. It also lets them know who's out there and where they are.
Mike in North Central.
After the members finish up, then come announcements. Then visitors or non-ACS members are welcome to check in. In order to be a volunteer with the city's ham radio group, first you have to get an amateur radio license. That costs just $15. Kathy Schumann got interested through working with Red Cross.
It's reinforced my commitment to preparedness and getting to know your neighbors and being more self-reliant and when you know that a disaster could happen at any time.
Seattle's auxiliary service has around 140 members. On a given Monday night, maybe 30 will check in on the frequency. The Volunteer City program has been around since 1993. Carl Leon is a military vet who's been a ham radio operator for 25 years. He's been volunteering with Seattle's ACS for 7.
One of the beauties of amateur radio is we're already every place throughout the city.
This is November 4, Romeo Delta Zulu, Ron, West Seattle, no affiliation.
People from Capitol Hill, Finney Ridge, and North Seattle piped up this evening. Even folks from Bothell and Puyallup.
We can talk from here to the Snohomish County EOC. We can talk from here to Kitsap County, Pierce County.
Unfortunately, not everyone gets the clearest signal when trying to check in.
Could the last person please repeat their call sign?
But Leon says there are other signals that hams, as he calls them, can use if there isn't a direct signal, like satellites or even...
Amateur radio operators bounce signals off the moon.
For what purpose?
To talk to someplace for fun.
Leon says they have a couple of HF, or high-frequency radios, in Seattle's emergency operations for longer-range communications. They can even send email or digital messages using their radio signal.
My name is Mike Malloy. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 7 Delta Tango India.
Malloy likes to refer to ACS ham operators as professional amateurs. He says they may be volunteers, but they're trained by the city to deal with its particular emergency protocols.
I like recognizing people's voices, all these nets. To me, that's being when something real happens, I'm able to know who I'm talking to on the air. So I know I can trust this person because I've heard them and I know who they are.
Kilo Golf 7 Oscar Delta Bravo Dean in North Seattle.
So when disaster strikes, your neighborhood superhero might just be an amateur radio operator.
We're going to be at home, we're going to be at work, we're going to be at school, we're going to be just like everybody else in the community. Except most ham radio operators carry a radio with them.
And when the earth moves and the big one hits,
we're going to turn our radio on, we're going to turn into this repeater that we just used, and we're going to touch base with whoever's running the operation, the net control operator, for Seattle ACS.
This concludes the Seattle Auxiliary Communications Service Monday Night Net.
Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.
Good night, everyone.